Guess who's back?
Back again.
We're back, everyone. This is So Fresh, So Clean with T315 on 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm Vitamin G.
And I'm Real Deal. Welcome to our show.
We got a great show for you guys tonight about one of my favorite topics here at Tufts.
And my medium favorite topic, I guess. You could say.
No, after you.
No.
Okay. No. Well, as a player on the Tufts field hockey team, Emily refers to me as a varsity athlete.
Yes.
And
not a varsity athlete, a varsity athlete.
A varsity athlete.
It's a three-syllable word.
Three syllables. Major key. And Emily, as a student that doesn't play a sport.
Well, intramural athletics.
Dodgeball does not count.
Not with that attitude, Gigi.
Actually, I'm a
Vitamin G.
Vitamin G, thank you. I'm actually a huge fan of Emily's dodgeball team, the Schlocks.
The Big Schlocks.
Big Schlocks. I was really repping them at a social gathering the other day.
Yeah.
And,
See, Gigi and I, we like to support each other in our athletic endeavors.
She's a big fan of TUFH. I'm a big fan of the Schlocks. It's a quid pro quo kind of thing.
Again, the Latin.
Again. We're going to use that every time we do the show.
Perfect.
Yeah. Speaking of that, anyway, where were we? Okay, so Emily doesn't participate in athletics besides intramural dodgeball.
So you might call that a non-athletic person. And, like, on top of that... You're a regular person, a basic person around campus.
It's like a non-athletic regular person.
What?
We should have an acronym for that.
A NARP.
A NARP.
So,
she's my NARP. I'm her student athlete.
Athlete.
And we're just going to, on that thing, we're going to talk about the differences and similarities between the NARPs and
the athletes. What does it mean to be a NARP?
What does it mean to be an athlete?
Find out. Stay tuned. On top of that, all of our music from tonight is going to be your classic athletic pump-up songs. So don't freak out. Just get hype is what we're trying to say. Just enjoy the athletics that we're going to be discussing.
Yeah, so I guess like the ones, not one of your classic workout songs, but a newer one.
Okay.
This one's from my boy Robert. He loves Fifth Harmony.
Oh, perfect.
He's really
excited.
Shout
out to Robert, actually, for just getting second place in his bracket.
Yeah, shout out to Villanova.
Nova Nation.
Go Cats for winning the NCAA tournament. Big fan. And
here at So Fresh, So Clean, we like to keep you updated on sports.
Oh, because I'm a student athlete and she's an aspiring student athlete, but is really a NARP.
Okay.
All right, so here we go.
Here's a pump-up song for you, Robert.
I'm sitting pretty impatient, but I know you gotta put in them hours. I'ma make it harder. I'm sending pick after picture. I'ma get you fired. I know you're always on that night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby, but you gotta go to work. You don't gotta go to work. And my body do the work. We can work tomorrow. Oh, oh, we can work tomorrow. Oh, oh, let's put it into motion. I'ma give you a promotion. I'll make it feel like a vacay. Turn the bed into nothing but sheets in between us. Ain't no getting off early. I know you're always on that night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby, you gotta put in work, 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 work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. And my body do the work, 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 work. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh, oh. We can work tomorrow, oh, oh, oh.
Oh yeah, girl gotta work for me. Can you make a clap? No hands for me. Take it to the ground, pick it up for me. Look back at it all, I'm for me. Put in work like my time, she ride it like a 63. I'ma buy a new Celine, let her ride in the foreign with me. Ooh, she the babe, I'm her boo. And she down to break the rules. Ride it down, she gon' go, I'm gon' choose. She finesse, I fight boom, she take that. Put in overtime on your body.
You ain't gotta go to work, 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 work. But you gotta be a
hi. Gigi doesn't know how to work the board.
I don't know.
Stop turning everything on.
I don't know how to do anything. Okay.
No, wait. You just turn off my mic.
Oh, God. Jeez. Okay. You know what? It's been a rough day.
Has it? This is you went to one class today, Gigi.
Shh. My parents are going to listen to this sometime. No, wait. I didn't skip any classes today. My classes today were canceled. Anyway, this is my first time working the board. It's really stressful.
There's, you know, some things come easier to others. A lot of things come slower to varsity athletes.
True. I can't even say we have physical prowess because I can't do anything.
She literally could
not. I'm not agile with this. I don't know what's what. But anyway, so some of the differences between NARP and a varsity athlete. What do we got, Emily?
Do you think we should discuss the pros or the cons first?
Definitely the pros.
Okay, definitely start happy and just general, just sadness.
Yeah.
So the pros of a varsity athlete, what do we got? So you're athletic as a human being.
That's a pro. I thought you said that's a con. I was like,
no,
yeah,
it's a pro.
You don't want that.
And then another pro is you get a lot of free stuff.
A lot of swag.
What else you got? You got free sports med.
You get the varsity training room.
Right.
Oh, I get into the gym with a little fingerprint
scan.
Yes,
she has a fingerprint scan to
get
into the gym.
So I scan into the gym.
That is some bougie stuff right there.
Yeah. Let's think. What are some pros of being an ARP? So much free time.
Yeah.
Lots of free time. You guys got to, like, do a lot of stuff in the beginning.
Yeah, we're also generally a smarter...
You are generally smarter.
Race of people.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause we got in on our own academic merits. I am saying that as a legacy.
She's a legacy. That's questionable.
All right. I'm only a like first generation legacy. I don't know what that is. Whatever that is. My mom went here. But they're generally smarter.
You don't have to work out all the time, which is like a blessing.
And a curse.
You
never actually... end up working out.
Those are really only, no, there are more. But like those are the
those are the highlights.
Well, those are the highlights.
If we have anything that we remember, we'll get back to you on that.
So I say we just go into this classic
hype
music. Queen, who doesn't love him? You know who does love him? Again, Robert.
Robert, shout out again. Robert was very upset at us after last week's show because we said Brian Haneke instead of Robert.
Said Brian Haneke.
I said Brian Haneke.
Just
before
kidding.
Robert.
We both were thinking Brian Haneke.
Yeah. So he had a bone to pick with me. So Robert Toscano, shout out.
Shout out.
All right. Okay, Gigi's currently struggling with the board again.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you. We will rock you. Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. Somebody better put your bag into your place. We will rock you. Sing it. We will rock you. Everybody, we will rock you. We will rock you.
Yes, sir.
Fresh Kid P, Fresh Kid T.
Oh, yeah, we back.
Oh, and Zaphone, by the way.
Yeah, Jones.
Yeah. Chitty Bang, and we pretty much amazing.
Can we hear your new song, please?
I got you. Hey, yo, I once was a kid. All I had was a dream. More money, more problems. When I get it, I'ma pile it up. Now I'm dope. Want the bread, we can toast. So fresh how we flow. Everybody get this down from us. Was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and them fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry. This life is a party. Remember you was a kid. Reminisce days of the innocence. Now it's Chitty Bang. Google me the images. Follow me, I'm the leader. And when I park cars, I don't pay for the meter. I remember I was younger as a kid. It was the best. I used to touch on all the pretty girls at recess. I'm at my peak, yes. I won't leave yet. Cereal style, cereal aisle. I need checks. Rappers run like a hard drill. Rock band show you how the guitar feel. And I could care less how y'all feel. I got a flow to make a bitch do a cartwheel. This is that good, just puff it and relax, bro. And you could get it free, don't worry about the tax, though. And Zap Fool, thank you for the crack. But I play it Ron Burgundy, I anchor on the track.
Hey,
like
yo, I once was a kid, all I had was a dream. More money, more problems, when I get it, I'ma pile it up. Now I'm dope, want the bread, we can toast. So fresh how we flow, everybody get this down.
Hey,
from
yo,
us. Was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and them fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry. This life is a party. I'm never growing up.
Can I please get a little bit of knowledge? Somebody tell Roth that I don't love college. Cause the real world's kinda like real world. And it's drama, so you are Svetlana. And I'm just a rhymer. Swimming in the water, trying to dodge the piranha and fly to Bahamas. Pretty little mama, chitty in the spot where you at, Pearl Lady.
was a kid, all I had was a dream. More money, more problems, when I get it, I'ma pile it up. Now I'm dope, want the bread, we can toast. So fresh, how we flow, everybody get this style from us. Yo, I once was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and them fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry, this life is a party, I'm never growing up. I once was a kid, all I had was a dream. More money, more problems, when I get it, I'ma pile it up. Now I'm dope, want the bread, we can toast. So fresh, how we flow, everybody get this style from us. I once was a kid with the other little kids. Now I'm ripping up shows and them fans going wild with us. Tell mommy I'm sorry, this life is a party, I'm never growing up.
Yo, yo, yo.
Did anyone else hear that subtle fade? Nope, just me? Okay.
It wasn't that impressive.
Okay, well, I'm trying. Anyway, so that one always gets me hype. Fun fact, in high school, we tried to get that Opposite of Adults on our warm-up playlist that we made. But in the beginning of Opposite...
Because she was an athlete in high school as well.
Yeah, captain of Council Rock Northfield, co-captain, of course, shout out to my other teammates, of the Council Rock Northfield hockey team.
All right, I'm just going to take this moment to...
Okay, just you guys can turn off, tune out for a quick second, because I know she's just going to...
No, I'm just
going to
say that
experience.
I was... Oh...
I just did air quotes. As,
I played more high school seasons of sports than Gigi. So, I mean, I'm not athletic, but, like, I'm athletic. So I played 12 high school seasons of sports, and I captained six of those teams. So,
how many people were at your school? She's giving me a face that she really wants to kill me right now. So anyway,
Stoner's just a small school, but also my co-captain of my swim team senior year is an Olympic gold medalist. So
Emily was the hype man of the team.
Yeah, I was definitely not the talented athlete on Stoneridge Swag and Dive 2015. But I was definitely the hype man. So everyone, there's a place for a hype man everywhere.
Yeah. So back to what I was saying before, you were trying to revel in your glory days.
I mean.
I went to put Opposite of Adults on the playlist, but in the beginning it says Fresh Kid Z, Fresh Kid C, Fresh Kid P, Fresh Kid T. But my athletic director, AD, as you know us, varsity athlete.
I know what an AD is.
I don't think you do. Anyway. thought that it was like Fresh Kid Pee, as in like Fresh Kid Urine. And he's like, that's disgusting, you don't get. So he like made our hit. I don't know where
great
I'm going
English
with this. Anyway, I don't
varsity athlete English right there. Great story, Gigi.
Great story, thanks.
Great analysis of the lyrics.
I'm just gonna end it there.
Truly intelligent.
Let's play not this.
Oh wait, are we playing the song that I think we're playing?
I think we are.
This song has influenced me as a human being more than anyone could ever really know. And I just want you guys to enjoy this hype song.
All right.
So to our nine listeners out there.
Also, like, turn the volume down. Like,
turn it up.
All right, get out of your seat. Like,
I want people dancing. Can you snap us dancing?
Wake up your roommate.
This is a hashtag reply snap situation.
Yeah, we're going to... I'm not going to give them my Snapchat, but...
if you already have our Snapchats...
To all of our nine listeners, I hope you have my Snapchat. So, anyway, here we go.
We'll be right back.
Is it working?
Yeah, it's on. Okay. Jesus, have some faith. Anyway, so I'd just like to shout out two great varsity athletes that did the challenge and snapped us back. Mm. Shout out to Izzy Del Prior and Fallon Shaughnessy. Still don't know how's your last name.
Anyway. I'm going to go for a strong Shaughnessy.
I like Shaughnessy better. And shout out to a sleeping Hannah Malik. For being asleep right now. You suck. Anyway.
I mean, varsity athletes do get a lot of sleep.
Varsity athletes, yeah.
So, we're gonna... I hope you guys liked that hype song, because I was dancing.
We were really getting turned up in
the
here.
The amount of fist pumping I was just doing, like, I wish you could see.
Yeah.
Plus,
all the weight room, the shoulder presses, they got my shoulders killing, so I couldn't really fist pump. But I was definitely
excuses,
jumping.
Excuses. As Matt Cavell would say, that's a nail.
A nail, for NARPs, it means an excuse. Like a nail in the coffin of failure.
The coffin of failure.
Someone said that.
Pretty aggressive, but it gets the point across.
Yeah.
We're going to hit you up with another song, and then we're going to discuss the cons of NARPhood. And athletehood.
Okay.
So
nice.
Here you go. Sorry for that transition, Matt Cavello.
We're really working
and
on
Tasha.
It. All right, we're back.
Okay.
which aux?
This is aux 2.
Well, aux 2 is on.
Okay. Play is the volume up. The volume needs to be up. Okay, start over. Okay, now
here's a power by.
Oh my. Okay.
Century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen. Do it. Screams from the haters. Got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need his theme music. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking. I just count the hours. Stop tripping. I'm tripping off the power. The system broken. The schools closed. The prisons open. We ain't got nothing to lose. Everybody. Everybody, we rollin' with some light skin girls and some Kelly Rowe.
voices in my mind, but couldn't open up my own vault. My talent, creativity, purity, and honesty is honestly being crowded by these grown thoughts. Reality is catching up with me, taking my inner child, I'm fighting for custody. With these responsibilities that they entrusted me, as I look down at my diamond and crush the piece, thinking no one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the powder. Peeled in that the world's ours. In translation with a whole f***ing nation. They say I was the Obama nation of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start the conversation. At the end of the day, God, I'm killing this. I know damn well y'all feeling this. I don't need your f***. I'm on my own. I ain't got a power trip. Who you going home with? How ye doing? I'm surviving. I was drinking earlier. Now I'm driving. What a bad f***.
And we're back.
Hey guys. So I think we should start getting into
the topic.
Yeah, the cons of
the cons of the stereotypes.
I feel you know the cons of a NARP better than I do.
I feel like the cons of the NARP outweigh the cons of a varsity athlete, from personal experience, of course. The main cause of NARPhood, NARPmanship, all of the above, is that you get bullied a lot. And, like, some people get, like, borderline bullied, but, like, if you have a friend like Robert Toscano, you are, like, bullied.
Bullied, yeah. I've witnessed it. I've participated in the bullying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gigi also is a bully.
I've been a bully since birth.
Yeah, she...
I punched Catholic kids in church.
She did.
It sounds worse than it is, but it's still pretty bad. It's...
You know, her motives were food, so...
Food and fun.
That's
worth bullying.
Yeah, so you get bullied a lot. You generally take more academically rigorous classes.
Girl, we are in the same classes.
Yes. It's mainly the bullying that I've felt the most aggressive behavior towards coming at me. Gigi, what are some of the cons of being an athlete?
You're tired all the time. You just gain muscle in weird places. Like, nothing fits my shoulders anymore.
Mm.
It's because I'm yoked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you see me and you're like, that girl's like 350 lean.
350 lean is what I...
get everyone. It's crazy.
I look at her and I'm like, yeah, she weighs at least 350 pounds. Yeah. But, like, lean.
But it's all muscle.
Pure muscle.
Sometimes, like, I just get this metallic taste in my mouth because I have zero body fat. It's crazy.
Shout out to Kevin Barry.
trying to think. You just have no time.
everyone's just like chilling and like want to get Hodge, and I'm like, I can't. I'm somewhere else.
I feel like Hodge is the place you go if you have no time, though. So that argument is invalid.
So exactly. So I don't even have time to go to places where people go when they don't have time. That's a little time I have. Try to wrap your head around that.
Varsity athlete English once again,
killing it always. Yeah, you could say I only kill it. I only win.
All we do is win.
And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there. Cause all I do is win, win, win. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Ludacris going in on the verse, cause I've never been defeated and I won't stop now. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't making it, my folks locked down. I never went nowhere, what they saying, Luda's back. Blame it on that contour, the hood call it Luda Yak. And I'm on this foolish track, so I spit my foolish flow. My hands go up and down, like strippers' booties go. My verses still be serving, tight like a million virgins. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Can't never count me out, y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in. Make millions every year, the South's champion. Cause all I do, all I do is
win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow bone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Tell Kelly, back it up, my call me loco. Down for armed trafficking, don't make me pull up. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, money, better get your mud right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like, bang.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Kitchen, pot on the stove, water getting boiled, being sold, Snoopy in the hoodie, system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust till I burst them up, floss them up, toss them up, hard away, close them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing up, pressure up, bless you, bro, don't mess with us. We like the U in the 80s. Back to back, set a track. Hit the lick, get it back. Get the trick, jump the track. Want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
So we got a PSA for you, and I know you like my smooth, sultry, oh, poof, that was my texting tone.
My least favorite ringtone.
Anyway, I'll turn that on silent. I didn't think you guys would hear that. Anyway, I know you like to listen to my nice, sultry voice read the PSA, but we're going to have Emily's really annoying voice that's, her lily mouth is on the mic right now.
Hey, guys.
Oh, my God, you disgust me.
So we're gonna learn about preparing for earthquakes from the American Red Cross.
Because it's relevant right
now. Fun fact, the American Red Cross certified me as a lifeguard, so that's exciting. If an earthquake suddenly shook your area, our area, would you be ready? The American Red Cross will be there, but the best way to make sure your family and home is safer... What? This is not grammatically correct at all. The best way to prepare before disaster is to prepare before disaster strikes. Okay. This typing is a train wreck.
You just read it.
Practice drop cover and hold on. Anchor tall furniture and your water heater to wall studs and install strong latches on your cabinet doors. To learn more, contact your local American Cross chapter. Support the American Red Cross and change a life, starting with your own. This has been a PSA for the American Red Cross, brought to you by Tufts Freeform Radio at 91.5 Medford.
Yeah, so good job. You really knocked that out of the park.
Yeah.
That's a baseball reference, like when like you have a home run and just, you got it. Okay. Sorry, I just don't know.
Sorry, what is baseball?
It's like a stick.
Is that a sport?
You know that sport you call stick and ball? Like that one, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so I want to just get back into the music.
And we're back.
Yeah, so sorry about like the mixed genres. When we did like pump up music, we didn't realize that almost all of it is explicit.
Literally every single song.
All the classics. When I think pump up, I think Kanye.
I think Kanye.
And
we all know that it's just not
good.
Not PG-13.
A little bit of a letdown, but it's okay. Because we got PG. Some good classics. I found out a lot of Queen. I forgot how like much that gets me turned. So we got some Fitspo, right?
Oh, Fitspo quotes?
Yeah, we'll just do some alternating ones.
Yeah, sure. If it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you.
Will it be easy? Nope. Will it be worth it? Absolutely.
Our bodies are capable of anything. It's our minds we have to convince.
People will stare. Make it worth their while.
What seems impossible today will one day become your warm-up.
You will never know your limits until you push yourself to them.
Don't wish for a good body. Work for it.
I'm working on myself, for myself. By myself.
You have a choice. You can throw in the towel or you can use it to wipe the sweat off your face.
And I think this one speaks for itself. Never, 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 never give up.
Wow. I have a feeling, I have an urge, an uncontrollable urge to work out right now.
We're so close to the gym. I say we just give it a late night power run. We can do some sprint sets.
Definitely.
Maybe some deadlifting.
Mm, yeah.
You strike me as a squat kind of girl. You got the butt for it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I do squats almost never. So it's natural. I got it from my mama.
Got it from my mama.
One might say. Shout out to Martha, of course.
You'll find out about them
in a later episode.
So.
But we're going to...
Just play a little, again, switching up with the genres. A little mama.
I'm hype. Are you?
I'm so hyped.
Perfect.
Speaker on the double. double. I stepped in the office like, yes, Miss McClarson. She like, girl, ran out of my lip glossing. Break down where you get yours from, cause I must admit that bubble gum is popping. It's popping. It's popping. She ain't fronting. And I be loving it. I be loving it. What you know about me? My lip gloss is cool. My lip gloss be popping. I'm standing at my locker, and all the boys keep stopping. What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know about me? What you know? It's my lip gloss is popping. My lip gloss is cool. All the boys keep jocking. They chase me at the school.
And we're back with some more programming, some listening for you about NARPs again.
Some NARPs.
Are they people too?
That's the question.
Are they people as well?
Good friend, also? Brian Haneke, says no. Emily, self-advocating, says yes.
I think there's a lot of bias around this question. And
there is.
There's no real way to avoid the bias because, well, either you're a NARP or you're not. So, like, I think arguably you could say, like, a club athlete could make an opinion. But, like, even then, it's just still, they're in the gray area.
The gray area is so real, yeah.
50 Shades of Gray.
Emily, don't bring your mind into this. So what are the biases that you, like, face every day? Like, I don't understand as a varsity athlete.
Well, people think of me as a lesser being.
A lesser being. Are you sure that's the NARP?
That hurts me.
No, I'm just saying, like, think about it. Like, there's so many factors to your daily life, like, to your being. Like, do you consider, like, when people are like, oh, like, what is Emily Deal? People say NARP. Is it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so it is the NARP.
Like that's the major thing
defining you.
Like after like really cool person, no. Like great personality.
Nope.
It's just a NARP.
Really. Yeah, okay.
And here's the thing. Whenever I do anything clumsy or dumb or generally unathletic, I just get yelled NARP.
Oh my God. So we were taking our promo picture for this.
Mm.
Emily steps on a outlet, like the...
A plug-in cord. And was that the most painful thing in my life?
Falls
probably
to the ground. NARP.
NARP
the other
status.
Day we're walking, I
she pushed me.
No, I didn't push her. I slightly nudged her because she was cutting me off.
And I fell down.
She fell like off a slight incline.
And here's the thing. We were in front of the Ek5 crowd was coming out.
And the Ek5 crowd is real. There's at least 4,000 kids coming out of that class.
Mm.
3,000.
Okay, an optimistic 3,000. And they all just started laughing. And I honestly have never felt more like a NARP in those moments. And, you know, it's just something that I always have to be thinking about, like, as a human being. Like, how does my NARPness affect others? And how does it affect myself and how people think of me?
It's actually really funny because I screw up all the time. Like the other day at Lyft, I was doing these ab exercises where you're laying down and you have
I've literally heard this story at least 200 times.
So you're laying down and you have to kick your legs up into the air and it like works your abdominal muscles. And I accidentally kicked too hard because, you know, my abs are just too strong.
Too powerful.
And I shot my legs up over my head while I was laying down. And I was doing this on a bench and my legs flipped over my head and I ended up...
She landed on her feet. That's literally the story. There's nothing more to the story.
See, varsity athletes grow up all the time, except mine's more graceful and appealing to the eyes to watch.
So you're saying that I'm uglier because I'm a NARP?
No, I'm just saying your actions...
No.
Thank you. This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
It's on. It's on. It's good. It's
okay. I was going to say that that was the worst transition I've ever heard on live radio.
That was embarrassing.
It was honestly like I wanted to throw up. I was so disgusted
they
by
really,
it.
For like such an automated thing, they really should have recorded that better.
They really ruined the transition. Almost as bad as Gigi's.
Almost as bad, really. Yeah. You could say I'm not killing it.
Mm. I think if I were going to say anything about Gigi's performance today on
it's
the board.
It's been aggressive.
She's a narp in the studio.
I'm a narp in the studio. Yeah, that's exactly how I would put it.
Yeah. But, like, you could say, like, I'm getting pretty good at the board, so I would say I'm an athlete in the
No,
studio.
You're not. No, you're not. You've... Nah, I wouldn't go that far.
Well...
Maybe club,
Can I go for a strong club athlete?
Intramural.
Studio?
You're intramural. No, let's be real. You're intramural at this point. And
I just want to be recognized as a human being.
No, you're asking for a lot. And so I'm just...
Narps, are they people too?
No. I'm going to cast my final vote as no.
You know, here's what's going to happen here. I'm going to try and make my argument. I'm going to say... Narps are people, but the more I think about it, they're not people. They're just like, you could say they're degenerates. Like they just don't represent.
And you're saying this as a narp.
Emily, real deal, as a narp, I say that narps aren't people too.
All right, so it's a fact. Brian Haneke, you were right.
You win this round.
Good job. Sorry to my NARPs, my personal NARP, the real deal, and the future NARP that will be me after college.
Mm.
And that's it. NARPs aren't people. You hit it. Heard
you
it
heard
here.
It here first on So Fresh, So Clean with T315 on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Peace.
We're going to play you out with a World Cup fave and my girl Shakira for my boy Robert.
Let's go, Rob.
And go, Bose.
Let's go, Bose.
Choosing your battles, pick yourself up and dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front line, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's off, you feel it, but you got it all, believe it. When you fold it up, oh, oh, and if you fold it up, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sangalewa, cause this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. This time for Africa. Listen to your guide, this is our motto. Your time to shine, don't wait in line. Vamos por todo. People are raising their expectations. Go on a feed and this is your moment, no hesitation. Today's your day, I feel it. You pave the way, believe it. If you get down, get up, oh, oh. When you get down, get up, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sangalewa. This time for Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sangalewa. Anawa, ah, ah. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. For Africa.